Well, good morning, everybody. A person, I suppose, could get drunk on a lot of different things. You could get drunk on beer and liquor and wine. But then our second reading today from St. Paul says, don't get drunk on wine, and such lies debauchery. A person, I suppose, could get drunk on knowledge, books. But the first reading from Wisdom says, only the simple can really enter into God. I suppose a person could get drunk on power, but Jesus says the first shall be last, the last shall be first. I suppose a person could get drunk on workaholism or working out at the gym, but Jesus says, come away and rest with me a while. A person could get drunk on a lot of different things. And I was reading this poem, though, 3 days ago. It's a great magazine, First Things. I'm so far behind. This edition is from December of 2023. But listen, there's a great poem in here. Listen to this thing. I'm just going to read you two lines. True drunkenness comes from drinking sobriety and the daily blood of Eucharist. True drunkenness comes from drinking sobriety and the daily blood of Eucharist. That the real party, the real adventure, the real life is not found in getting drunk on the things of this world and filling ourselves with them, but being drunk on God. Do you remember how after Pentecost happened and the apostles left the upper room? And everybody thought they were drunk because they were so happy, because they were going around singing praises to the Lord. Remember how St. Paul, even when he was in prison, was singing songs. Maximilian Kolbe, it was his feast day just a few days ago. And here he is being starved in a concentration camp in Auschwitz for 2 weeks before they finally gave up on starving him and filled his veins with carbonic acid. But he was singing songs of praise. Every morning, Psalm 95, the Liturgy of the Hours begins with the same psalm every day, and it says, come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord. Remember Mary's Magnificat, her song of praise and worship. Remember our second reading today says, don't be drunk on wine, and that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit, address each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and playing to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's true life. The true party, the true adventure, and we see this in the lives of the saints if we only study them. The true life and adventure and party is in Jesus, and Jesus in us. And that all of the other stuff that we imagine to be a true party and that we want to get drunk on is phantasm and falsehood. But that we are meant to be drunk on Jesus. And thanks be to God, in the Holy Mass we eat his flesh and drink his blood in the consecrated host. And that in him we have a true life. And guess what? This party never ends. It's eternal because Jesus says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have eternal life. Because he is the resurrection, he is the life whom we eat and drink at the Mass. And it's why it matters who is that we are Catholic. And it matters so much that we are Catholic because there is no life without Jesus. And Jesus is the Eucharist. And the lives of the saints testify to this. I had this experience on Thursday. Of course, it was a holy day of obligations. And so we had two masses in the morning and one at night in this church. And the two in the morning, of course, sitting over here looking at these windows, there's the Eve and the Mary. And I was just kind of lost for a while in that. And then in the evening, about 10 minutes before Mass, the church was half full. I guess everybody else fulfilled their holy day of obligation elsewhere, but we decided that we would, I said, you know, let's just have Mass on this side. So everybody came to these, and some of you were there, and we had Mass on Mary's beautiful altar for her Assumption. It was beautiful. And I had this experience that as I was thinking about like Eve earlier in the day looking at her window and thinking about how, now Adam was not blameless and he was probably more to blame. But remember how Adam said when God asked him, why did you eat the fruit? He said, this woman that you put here with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate it. And I had this experience as I was celebrating Holy Mass on this glorious altar right here for our beautiful Mother's feast day, that as I was lifting up Jesus, it looked from my vantage point as Our Lady Mary was handing me the very Eucharist, the very Jesus that I was lifting up, that Our Lady was giving him to me. And I had this feeling in my heart. I felt, this woman that you gave me, that you put here with me, Mary, she gave me this food from the foot of the cross, from the tree of the cross, and I ate it. And you see, that the fruit that Eve is giving is the poisonous fruit, and people want to get drunk on that in the world all of the time. But what Our Lady gives us, the fruit of a different tree, the fruit of the cross, is the food of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.